I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kyle Rudolph was out at 3M today at the headquarters. I've never been to the headquarters of 3M until today. I had no idea that campus was that big. I just thought as you drive by 94 off of McKnight there, it's like this one great big building and another side building. I thought, okay, that's a pretty good sized building. I mean, criminy Christmas, it's the size of University of Minnesota campus. There are buildings everywhere. And a lot of the buildings, by the way, the parking lots are like, you know, 10% full. I assume most of the people must be working from home still that work at 3M. And it's kind of eerie that way. But Kyle Rudolph was there because he's participating in the 3M golf tournament again. Last year, he and I did a game show kind of a thing with one of the golfers and a few different people. And we raised money. It was called the FedEx, part of the FedEx Challenge. It was a piece of that. And then they each one of us got X amount of dollars to give to charity of choice through that FedEx sponsored. So this year they might not have that because they're not going to have the crowds out there, but certainly he's involved in it. Today they were giving food away, and the food drives have become paramount. If you listen to anybody at Second Harvest, we are at a point in time, folks, where if you can help finance food for people, we're on a hunger mission again to try to solve this because we've got so many people that have missed paychecks. So I don't care which one you access or use, but if you can find a way to help people that need food, please do. Rudolph is also dealing with, as is his whole team and the whole world, COVID-19. I asked him about that as it pertains to he and the NFL.
People that want to make it happen and want to make it. I think, I rest assured that we have people that want to make it happen and want to make it happen safely. Just like the 3M Open. You have to adapt. You have to adjust. You have to, look out for the safety and well-being of everyone involved. But I feel like, I use the PGA Tour, for example. They're doing an unbelievable job in kind of taking everything in stride. We don't know what tomorrow is going to look like in terms of this pandemic. But, I really trust the leadership involved, not only with this, but with my business and with football, that they'll make the right decision, and we'll be safely out there playing again.
And probably that's the key for all athletes, is just to say the people that have to make the decision are smarter than me. They've got a different database than I do. They've got things that they can access that I can't. So if they give me the green light, I'm just going to go, and I'm going to play as hard as I did pre-pandemic, because that's really all I got. I have to be able to do that to function. The offseason has been different, of course, because they haven't been able to get together as teams and OTAs and all those things. So I asked Kyle about this offseason being different, strange, or how he has approached it.
For me, my routine, although different than any other year, a lot of people compare it to 2011 and the lockout. We didn't go to work until training camp started. But with that being said, the rest of the world was not shut down in 2011. You could still go to your gym. You could still go to your trainer. You could still work out in kind of a group setting. Christian got a bunch of guys together at IMG that year. So, until we were able to get together here at Woodbury a couple of weeks ago, we weren't around our teammates at all aside from the fact that we were, you know, seeing each other on iPads for 90 minutes, 2 hours, 4 days a week during our virtual meeting portion of our off season. So it's certainly different than any off season I've ever gone through. There are parallels that you can draw to 2011, and, you know, training camp will be our first time getting back on the field. But for me, it was about as keeping as normal of a routine. If in a normal off season I was going to be on the field for OTAs, I wanted to make sure that here, although I'm not with my teammates, I'm still running around and getting on the field. And, you know, so I tried to keep it as normal as possible, based on what the calendar said was time to do.
So they are practicing again, and they do this quietly and out of sight of the public and the media. And it's not quite the same because they don't have coaches with them. Coaches cannot be at their practices. They cannot. Those are just NFL league rules. But they can get together, and they can do whatever it is that they want to do. And obviously, for all NFL teams, that means just establishing a rhythm and a tempo, teaching the young players maybe some things that they don't know about the NFL as they move into, you know, a new career and a new season. And so we asked Rudolph about that, about what are these practices like and who is he practicing with? What's this all about? Here's what he said.
It was great. Like I said, it was our first time. Just, you know, we had, you know, maybe 30 guys from the offense that were able to get over there, and to have multiple groups, you know, lining up in a huddle and hearing play calls. You know, it's easy to sit on your iPad and hear terminology and jargon, but to hear a play call on the field, know what you're supposed to do, and then execute that assignment, it was good just from a procedure standpoint. And it was certainly good to have a lot of the young guys who didn't have an off season, who were playing catch up all year, just have 3 days of kind of, hey, this is what practice is kind of like.
Kind of like. And you really can't simulate a true practice, because if you don't have the fear of coaches around, I say fear, and maybe that's an overstatement, because maybe it's just the aura of coaches that are watching and, you know, might correct you or might tell you something that your teammates won't tell you about. Hey, you got to do this with your feet and this with your, all those things. There's something about having coaches at practice that makes a difference. But that being said, no teams in the NFL can have coaches, so they're able to do this with each other and able to teach each other. The veterans that he mentioned, they're able to, at least in some way, shape, or form, help the younger guys, but they're also able to run patterns. And you cannot develop enough chemistry if you're Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen and Kyle Rudolph, even though they played together so long, you can't do it enough. The nuances, the this, the that. Justin Jefferson can run routes, and he can get an idea of how Cousins likes something or doesn't like something. All those things are important. Now, like I said, you're not going to get as much out of a practice when it's just the players as you would coaches. So the players have to be coaches. And I asked Rudolph about that. Who is it that runs these unofficial practices?
So for us, you know, Adam, Kirk, myself, you know, on the offensive line, Dakota Dozier, Brian O'Neill, Garrett, you know, guys that have played football in this league, you know, we wanted to structure it as much like practice as we could. You know, like I said, for our young guys, they didn't have a rookie minicamp. They didn't have OTAs. They didn't have a vet minicamp. So they had no idea what practice structure was even like, and we wanted to make it as much like that as possible. So the older guys running individual, and then coming together for some group work and then running plays on air. So it was important for us just to kind of give them an idea of here's what life's going to be like when you come back.
So there you go. They're off and running. The Minnesota Vikings are, and other teams like Tyler Johnson from Minneapolis North, the Gophers, went down to Tampa. And he, you know, I'm sure he's working out with Tom Brady. So in one way, shape, or form, he's trying to develop some kind of synergy, some kind of something with Tom Brady. And that's what you're trying to get out of this, because it's kind of the best you can do right now. And, you know, we'll see how it goes, but it's at minimum interest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.